This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday the award for the Nobel Peace Prize to jailed activist Narges Mohammadi highlighted the courage and determination of Iranian women.
We've seen their courage and determination in the face of reprisals, intimidation, violence, and detention.
OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Throssell also reiterated calls for the release of Mohammadi, one of Iran's leading activists who has campaigned for both women's rights and the abolition of the death penalty. An aid group says heavy artillery fire killed at least 11 people and wounded 90 in a major city in conflict-torn Sudan. Doctors Without Borders said the attack took place in the city of Omdurman, just next to the capital of Khartoum, on Thursday, but did not say which of the country's warring parties was responsible. It said that children were among the dead. The group, also known by its French acronym MSF, says the wounded are being treated at Al Neo Hospital in Omdurman. It's one of several facilities where the medical group operates. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Friday he was told he had no choice but to spend previously appropriated money on the building of new sections of border barrier in Texas to stem the flow of migrants in the area. Biden said if Congress passes legislation to build something, whether an aircraft carrier or wall, or provide for a tax cut, he could not say he did not like it and would not pay for it.
Well, I was told that I had no choice, that I, Congress passes legislation to build something, whether it's an aircraft carrier, wall, or provide for a tax cut, I can't say I don't like it. I'm not going to do it if it hadn't been vetoed.
Biden, when he took office in 2021, pledged that, quote, no more American taxpayer dollars be diverted to construct a border wall. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. About 20,000 children on average were forced from their homes every day between 2016 and 2021 due to the impact of storms, floods, fires, and other extreme weather worsened by climate change, according to a United Nations report. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has more.
The UNICEF study finds more than 130 million displacements of children will occur due to flooding rivers, cyclonic winds, and floods after storms in the next three decades. Migration specialist and report author Laura Healy fears even more disturbing data ahead.
This is the bare minimum we can expect if the climate change stays as it is now, but we know in reality that it is increasing the severity, the frequency of these disasters.
Healy calls for experts and leaders to put their heads together to find solutions to chronic youth displacement.
We have the knowledge, we have the tools to really address this growing challenge for children, and now is the time to really come together to protect children at risk of displacement, to prepare communities, and to support those who are already uprooted from their homes.
I'm Charles De La Desma.
Simone Biles has won the individual all-around title at the World Championships for the sixth time to become the most decorated gymnast in history. 10 years after she won her first in the same Belgian city as a 16-year-old, Biles scored 58.399 points across the balance beam, floor, vault, and uneven bars to beat Rebeca Andrade from Brazil by 1.633 points. Biles now has 34 medals across the World Championships and Olympics, making her the most decorated gymnast ever, male or female, at the sport's two signature events. Liberians vote in an election on Tuesday in which soccer star turned President George Weah is seeking more time after first-term critics say it was marred by corruption and continued hardship. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The former soccer star, who came to power in 2017, says the global health crisis set back his plans, but that he is on track to deliver progress in the poverty-stricken country. He's campaigning, as he did last time around, on building new roads in a country where many unpaved routes become impassable in the rainy season. Weah has also built hospitals and introduced free education, but some voters are disappointed by his failure to improve living standards or tackle corruption. Last year, Weah fired his chief of staff and two other senior officials after the United States imposed sanctions on them for corruption.
The Biden administration has ordered two Russian diplomats expelled from the United States in retaliation for the expulsion of two U.S. diplomats from Moscow last month. The State Department says it took the action in response to Russia, declaring the two American diplomats persona non grata because of contacts with a Russian national. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.